Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sally, Stevie, Lucy, Joni, Ben Huel, and Jeff Tim. Sally, Stevie, Lucy, Joni, Ben Huel, and Jeff Tim. We got Chris Thomas and Jason Smith and Chris Harrington and my brother Steve. Chris Thomas does not have a song, as far as I know, that goes along with his name, but he is instrumental in this effort to get Danton Bartow's number retired. He joins us now. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff, and I don't know how long it took you to practice your sibling songs, but that was pretty good.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
So tell us where we are. First of all, did you know Danton well? What's your how did you get involved in this to begin with?
We were not like what you would call good friends, great friends. Uh-huh. We were acquaintances. I knew him as a great player, and we would see each other out, and we would talk football, politics, because that's what I was in, and we would just, you know, every now and then I would see him out different places, and we'd just talk. And
what kind of players, for those who aren't familiar, what kind of player was he? Obviously a linebacker. What kind of player was he?
Linebacker, and played from 90 to 93, and he holds the record. Gosh, there's so many. I don't know that we have time to go through all of it, but he holds the record for the most tackles by a linebacker. Gosh, I had the list here. Didn't know you were going to ask that.
That's
question.
That's fine. No. But he is a line. He was a ferocious player.
Yeah. He's already been put in the N Club Hall of Fame. I'll tell you a quote. I told Frank this yesterday, but John the Bull Bramlett's son, Don, told me, and everybody knows the Bull, his number was retired, which is why I thought there was a process, said that Bartow was so good that Bull couldn't even carry his jock strap. I thought that was funny, but telling how great he thought Danton was.
Right.
So he holds all kind of records, went to the CFL, done so much for the community. Anyway, when he passed away, I just automatically thought, I looked into have his jersey wasn't retired. Why not? And apparently there is a process, I thought. Then I found out there wasn't. Through this process, we at the funeral home where I work, we handled his memorial service. But there was an outpouring when I posted on our Tiger football page about, you know, his jersey wasn't retired. We need to do it. People just started pouring in, and I got a chance to meet his wife Shelley and his son Will, and just great people. And I told them, I said, I don't know what we need to do, but I'm going to start looking into what we need to do to get his jersey retired. And that's when I started the process then.
So, by the way, there are six numbers that have been retired in Memphis football history: John Bramlett, who you mentioned, Isaac Bruce, Dave Casanelli, Charles Greenhill, Harry Shue, and D'Angelo Williams are those whose numbers have been retired. And Danton's number is number 59. So you started this, you inquired, and then they came back and said, hey, that this seems, you know, whatever, but if we're going to do this, we need a formal process. Is that what happened, and that they've now instituted that process?
Yeah, at the memorial service, you know, they were so gracious. I mean, the coach was there, Laird was there, Brock was there, Jeff Crane, assistant deputy AD, they were there. We just talked, and I was introducing them to family, and we just started talking about this, and they said, you know, and I emailed Jeff afterwards, and he said, we don't have a process. And I said, well, why do you not have a process? You've retired six jerseys. And they said, we just don't have a process. So long story short, but I'll try to be brief. He said, we need to start a process. So I said, please do. So then he told me to stay in touch with him. They got an external committee together, an internal committee, came up with it, told me to follow up in the fall. I did. And I said, I promised his wife, Shelley, I said, I'm not going to give up until we get this happening. So anyway, then he turned me over to Brock, who's now the head of the M Club, and Brock has been very gracious. And so in April, they told me that they should have the process in place by early summer.
Right.
So I just stayed on top of it, and around the 1st of July, Brock told me they had the process in place, and they would be getting out nomination forms, and I got the one for Danton, and that I was going to nominate Danton, and I was able to get information from close friends about, I had the player information, but they also wanted community involvement. They asked for that type of stuff, and so I was able to get that. And so, anyway, turned in the nomination form, and basically someone else actually started a petition, which has almost 2,000 signatures, is trying to get 2,500. You know, I asked Brock, I said, do we need 100 people to nominate him? They said, no, we just need one nomination, and that'll get them in the process. And then they're going to get a committee made up of different people, including a coach, some people from the M Club, to look at the different people being nominated. And I just can't imagine, I mean, like I was telling Frank, I'm not looking at taking credit for this. My thing is, it's a team, it's an effort that, when you look at what Danton did as a player, as an individual, and it wouldn't make any sense to me that why the committee would not retire his jersey. I don't understand that. But now we sit back and wait and see. Brock told me that there's no set time frame on when this is going to happen as far as, you know, making a decision. I would love for it to happen where we could do it at a home game this year. I mean, instead of having to wait another year, but that's out of my hands now. So,
right, you don't have any sense whether there is a possibility that it can happen this year or not. Do you or do
not,
you?
Not really. I'm thinking. I'm no definite sense. You know, my gut is that they would try to get it happening. You know, since we're here, you know, 1st of August, that they would be able to get this done by the end of the year, where we could do it at maybe the last home game. But I'm not positive on that and can't put anything on it for sure. But I was just, like I said, and I didn't ask, how did they retire these other people's jerseys?
Right.
Someone just,
I think they just decided. I think by acclamation, they probably just said, we're gonna retire them. So, yeah, no, I think actually it makes sense to have a process. I think that's a positive step forward. In any event, by the way, the petition, which is not part of the process, but just has been independently started, when I looked at it the other day, it was getting another signature every second, it felt like.
Oh, yeah.
And it's up at change.org. I think if you just go to change.org and you put in Danton Bartow's name, you'll see the petition there to get his number retired. And so... I think it's important work that you've done, and I appreciate it. Do you have any sense of how the family's holding up? Obviously, it's been a hard time for a lot of people, but anyone who lost someone from COVID, which is what, you know, tragically happened here, you know, I hope his wife and son are holding up.
Yeah, I mean, it's been very tough on his wife. We're approaching the 1 year anniversary of Danton's death, and but she's. She's a very strong woman. Will's very strong. Will's doing well. But, yeah, it's Bartow strong is what they talk about. But it's a she just had – they were only together a short time, but they had such an amazing relationship. Danton was such a great person and just the way he treated people. It's just amazing to think about, not just as a player but a person. Yeah, the family still needs prayer because, you know, it's grief and you lose a loved one. And Will Danton was everything to his son, Will. And I think Will's going to be okay. And we just need to keep them in our prayers. And then this would be a great thing for Danton's father who's still alive. I wish all this would have happened, you know, while Dan was still alive, but his father and mother are still alive. And if we could get this done while they're still with us, that would just be amazing. And so I'm not going to give up. And I know the community, the Tiger fans, are, I mean, if you look at all over the Facebook pages and, like you said, the petition. Anyway, I just think it's I think it's something that needs to happen, and hopefully this is the beginning of something great for the university. And like you said, and I didn't even realize this till you mentioned it, that this process is going to be for other sports also. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking about Danton, to be quite honest about it. But anyway, so I'm hopeful that it'll happen by the time the season's over this year, and it can bring a bright light to the family and to also the Tiger family. And as you saw at the Highland 100 thing the other night, there's a lot of excitement about this year. But certainly Danton, I'm not saying others don't deserve it, but I'm telling you this, and you can see by the outpouring, Danton Bartow, if anyone player that hasn't been retired, if their jersey should be retired, it's Danton. So I just appreciate everyone out there in the community support. Appreciate Frank writing that nice article and you allowing me to come on and talk about
You're nice to do it. By the way, as someone who was involved in politics for a long time, on a day like, you know, last night and today, are you like grateful you're not running for anything these days? Just because I can't imagine what those days are like yesterday for the candidates. You know, I appreciate the folks who run, and I really do. And I appreciate the folks who stand out there with signs and all of that yesterday.
Yeah, well, you may remember 4 years ago in 2018, well, I had been in office 23 years before that, so I was fortunate. Before 2018, I was 12-0 in elections, so I was feeling pretty good, but they wanted me to come back and run for probate court clerk in 2018, and top to bottom, all those in my party got beat, and so it was tough. But being a candidate, I won't say thankless. I love serving, and so that's what I want to do is serve. But you've got to get elected to serve. So obviously, there's a lot of happy people today, and there's a lot of sad people today. But in the end, the people have spoken, and we just have to get out there and hope that we can have good government. And basically, there are definitely a lot of sad and down people, but there's a lot of happy people today, too. And we just have to move forward and hope we can have good government here and hope our county just.
So Bill Dries over at the Daily Memphian tweeted, he said, based on the 133,522 voters in the DA's race and a July report showing 583,829 voters on the rolls, our turnout was 22.8%, below the turnout for the cycle in recent years. I'll tell you, like, I was impressed yesterday when I went to vote. The lines were long, but of course, the ballot was so damn long that the lines were slow moving.
Right.
When you hear that 22.8%, you know, obviously it's not a presidential, you know, election. It's not, you know, whatever. How does that strike you?
It's disappointing that more people don't care about local government, and I try to tell people, and you've heard this for years, all politics is local. I mean, you think about it. People talk about the presidential race and that, but you think about the car tag situation. That's local,
right?
Okay,
right.
And going to court to whether it's a small lawsuit or whatever, or going to paying your taxes. Those are local issues and local things that. I mean, that hits us home more than nationally on a day-to-day basis, getting your garbage picked up, whether you live in a municipality or Memphis or whatever. So it's disappointing. One thing that someone that I was talking about is that, and I honestly have never even thought of this, but the only municipality that had their elections yesterday was Arlington. The rest have it in November. And Arlington had, I think I'm correct on this, Arlington had the highest turnout yesterday of any municipality. So that's another issue that you think a lot of those people just think, well, I'm going to stay home because it's not a presidential race. So there's a lot of things that could happen.
Right.
I'm disappointed that only 22% of the people turned out to vote.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people have just given up on Shelby County, and when I was in office, it was always the state looked at Shelby County like we were part of Arkansas or something. So anyway, but it's sad. People need to take.
Well,
it seriously.
I certainly don't. I certainly do not appreciate anyone's sentiment who's given up on Shelby County. That would be too bad. And one of the things I appreciate about you is that we don't necessarily agree politically, but I have always appreciated the fact that it doesn't interfere with, you know, whatever, whether you're volunteering at the golf tournament or doing anything else. I see you out there, and you know, there's a lot of things we agree on, more than we disagree on. And Dan Bartow and the work you've done with that is certainly one of them. So thank you very much, Chris.
Well, yeah, thank you, Jeff. Appreciate that. Y'all have a great day.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.